The regional government in Iraqi Kurdistan has signed four new contracts with foreign oil companies. The announcement came last week and would give the companies the right to explore for and develop any oil discovered on Kurdish-controlled territory. It's a controversial move since the Iraqi central government in Baghdad, backed by the U.S., says the Kurds don't have the right to make their own oil deals yet. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Kurdistan, and he filed this report.
The Kurdistan regional government says the four new oil contracts will amount to $500 million worth of foreign investment in their territory. And the Kurds argue that, according to the Iraqi constitution, their semi-autonomous region has the right to sign these agreements.
Iraq is a federal state, it's not a central state.
Ashti Haurami is Kurdistan's minister for natural resources. For months, he's been locked in a bitter dispute with the oil minister for Iraq's central government over a proposed national oil law which has yet to be passed by the Iraqi parliament.
A year and a half is long enough to debate an oil law. And if our action accelerates the process in Baghdad, I'm proud of it.
Last August, Kurdistan's regional assembly passed its own oil law. Haurabi says the Kurds cannot afford to wait any longer to develop their oil industry.
Who's supposed to make a decision? Just wait for the green zone, making decision directives? It's not happening, man. It's not happening. It's not functioning.
The latest Kurdish oil deals include an exploration contract with a Canadian company called Heritage Oil and another with a French company called Perenco. If oil is found, Haurami says 15% of the profits will go to the oil companies, while the rest of the revenues will go into a national Iraqi account. Of that money, he says the Kurds are entitled to get 17%.
When we are able to export oil, we will export, yes. Legally, officially, and we account for it. And if Iraq is ready to receive the money, they can receive the money too. We have no problem with that.
But Iraq's oil minister, Hussein al-Sharistani, has a big problem with that. He called an earlier Kurdish contract signed with the American company Hunt Oil illegal. Sharistani and many other Iraqi Arab politicians say the central government in Baghdad should be the sole authority when it comes to Iraq's oil industry, which accounts for 95% of the national budget.
The Kurdish leaders have gone too far.
Saleh al-Mutlaq is an Iraqi parliament member from the Sunni Arab National Dialogue Front.
It is unfair to see that the Kurds are signing contracts to explore the oil from their region, which is against the constitution, against the unity of the country, and it will only lead to more conflict.
Though Kurdistan is the most secure part of Iraq, the Kurdish oil strategy still faces daunting challenges. By the Kurds' own admission, they only control 1% of Iraq's proven oil deposits. And the Kurds estimate that if new oil is discovered in their region under the newest contracts, it will be at least 4 more years before exports can begin. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Erbil, Iraqi Kurdistan.